You're listening to Hearth Casual, the Hearthstone podcast for tavern brawlers, dungeon runners, and everyone else enjoying the game off the ranked ladder.
Well met, elementals and mechs, and demons, and murlocs, and dragons, and beasts, and pirates, and totems. Did I miss anyone? And welcome to Hearth Casual. I, of course, am Brian Black. Kevin is not with me because this, of course, is one of our every so often occasional half episodes, as it were, happening in between our regular shows. And there's a very good reason for that. Actually, two good reasons for it. But the big reason, of course, is we have to do a brawl breakdown about the Great Amalgamation. Alright, so this week's Tavern Brawl is definitely one that we have, I think I have been waiting for a long time, and I apparently, according to Joe Magdalena, one of the Tavern Brawl designers, a lot of people have requested and asked for this. I actually requested or gave the idea for this exact brawl a couple of weeks ago on Twitter, and apparently, when Joe had seen that tweet, he ended up retweeting it the other day, and saying that it took a lot to basically keep from saying anything like, wait till you see what's coming next. But yeah, the Great Amalgamation is essentially a tavern brawl where everything you have counts as all creature types. It's pretty great. So essentially, the best way to consider is all your minions are elementals. They're mechs, they're demons, they're murlocs, they're dragons, beasts, pirates, and totems all at the same time, just like an amalgam is. And any card that references one of those minion types, you might as well just replace the word elemental, mech, demon, murloc, dragon, beast, pirate, or totem with the word minion, because that's how that card interacts in this tavern brawl now. That creates a lot of interesting possibilities. And I've seen a lot of people already go for some pretty obvious powerful picks when building your own deck, which is in a wild format for this brawl. I'd actually be interested to see this brawl again in a standard format, because I think the standard pool would lead to some more interesting deck ideas, because with all of the options that are available for wild, while there's definitely a lot of variety and a lot of options to choose from, there's also a lot of really powerful choices I think everyone's gravitating to. But I digress. The point of this Brawl Breakdown episode is for me to give you a little bit of advice on some core cards that I feel should belong in almost any deck that you're going to build for this Tavern Brawl. And I'm also going to talk about a few cards from every class that have some interesting synergies that you might want to consider. So, first off, let's talk about neutral minions, because these can be used regardless of what class you play. And oddly enough, I would say that the neutral minions in many cases in this particular brawl tend to be a lot more impactful and powerful than a good number of the class cards in that you have available to you. So, a few of the most obvious ones are going to be neutral minions that have a battle cry that either destroys a specific minion type minion or does damage to a minion type. Of course, you have Hungry Crab, which 1 mana, 1/2, destroy a murloc, get +2/+2. You have Galaka Crawler, which is a 2/3, destroys a pirate, get +1/+1. Both of these should have, if you are running a non-Highlander deck, and most people are, but I happen to be playing Highlander, but my point being, you want to run two copies of both of these crabs in pretty much any deck that you make for this Tavern Brawl. Hopefully you have them or have them crafted. I know they're kind of weird niche cards, but they are so powerful and they're going to appear so often in this Tavern Brawl. Basically, everyone has access to at least four cards that can just outright kill any minion the other person has for 1 or 2 mana, which is pretty insane. There are a couple of other options, too, that do something similar. Toxfin, a recent murloc, which gives a murloc poisonous. That means it gives any of your minions poisonous. That's great. Dragon Slayer, of course, from, I believe, Kobolds and Catacombs, 3 mana, 4/3. Battlecry deals 6 damage to a dragon, which means deals 6 damage to any minion in the game. All of these are awesome options, and because of just those 4 cards, you're going to have a very volatile meta, where in this Tavern Brawl, I would say that anything you play, you have to assume if it's too much of a threat, it has a very good chance of being removed on the following turn. So one bit of advice I would give for this Tavern Brawl in general is you want to build a wide board, and unless you're going to kill someone on that turn, don't throw all your eggs into one basket, or don't put all your buffs onto one minion, as it were. Unless, of course, it has charge, you're putting a whole lot of magnetic stuff on one thing, something like that. That is actually also a good point to mention. All of the neutral magnetic minions, all the neutral magnetic mechs, essentially work like creature buffs for any creature, any minion that you have in the game. So, Ziliax is a great pick. Ziliax can attach to anything in this Tavern Brawl. And of course, there's a few other notable magnetic ones as well. Missile Launcher can attach to anything. That's pretty cool, especially with poisonous creatures, I'm just saying. I keep on saying creatures and I mean minions, but you get what I'm saying. A couple of other things that I think that are solid picks. Firetree Witch Doctor, recently from Rostakhan's Rumble, 2 mana, 2/2. If you have a dragon in your hand, discover a spell. You're going to have a dragon in your hand if you have a minion in your hand, enough said. And a surprisingly really strong pick from Return to Karazhan for 3 mana, Zubat. Now, this is a very niche kind of meme neutral minion, which 3 mana for 3/3, and the battle cry was, give a beast, a dragon, and a murloc +1/+1. The cool thing, though, is because all of your minions are all minion types, when Zubat comes into play, it counts itself as well as being those minion types. So as long as you play it with 2 other minions on board, each of those minions are going to get +1/+1. This basically means that Zubat is, at the very least, a 3 mana 4/4, and at its best potential, 3 mana for 6/6 worth of stats. That is crazy good tempo, and a lot about this brawl is very much so about tempo, with some exceptions depending on your deck construction. Alright, so that takes care of a lot of the base, core, common, rare, and epic neutral minions that you will see in this brawl, and that you'll want to include in pretty much any deck that you build. There are, of course, a few legendaries to consider as well. Of course, we have to start with Patch as a Pirate. 1 mana, 1/1. If you play a pirate, you summon him from your deck. Back in the day, he had charge. He doesn't have charge now, but still, he is a great early play, or a great early inclusion, rather, in your deck, because the first minion that you play is going to summon him. And that's great, because that could be great interaction with whatever other minion-type stuff you have. Again, this is all about tempo, wanting to ideally have a wide board, so pretty good reason to include Patches if you have him. Not the end of the world if you don't have him. For 2 mana, there is another one that I am very fond of, and one that's been talked about quite a bit, and that's Zephyrus. So, if you decide to play Highlander, and you totally can go Highlander in this format, there are enough options out there to go with one of each of these minion-type synergistic cards and make Highlander decks work. Zephyrus is great because, of course, it's Zephyrus, and because it might as well read 2 mana, 3/2, battle cry, add a Sacrificial Pact to your hand. And, of course, Sacrificial Pact is a 0 mana spell, destroy a demon and gain 5 life. So 2 mana for a 3/2, destroy a demon, or destroy a minion, basically, and gain 5 life. Zephyrus is essentially the ultimate crab, if you decide to go Highlander. And, of course, if you go Highlander, you get to run things like Reno Jackson, Kazakus, if you have the right class, all that good stuff. I'm very much a fan of trying Highlander in this brawl. It does mean that the consistency isn't there as much, but it's just a lot more fun, and you know I'm all about the fun. Zola the Gorgon, relatively recent legendary currently in the wild format, but Zola's Battlecry adds a golden copy of a minion to your hand. I would see doing this mostly on, you know, your crab minion stuff that kills other stuff, because removal is so key in this brawl. Barista Lynchin, for the same reason, you're going to have a lot of Battlecry minions in whatever deck you build, especially if you're including all these crabs and such, and Barista Lynchin gives you access to more of those crabs and stuff. If she even gets you one or two cards that help give you removal, then you are in great shape. Ol' Murkai, which is the wild Murloc that is 2/4 charge, has +1 for every Murloc that you control. Obvious pick, because it's now +1 for every minion that you have. It's charge. It's better than Leroy Jenkins a lot of the time. Zilliax, of course, I already talked about. Snip Snap is also pretty cool, but again, any neutral magnetic mech is going to be a decent potential filler if you're looking for a spot to put in, because it's a minion and it's a creature buff for anything in your deck. Other neutral options that aren't legendaries. I've already talked about magnetic mechs. Tinkertown Technician, that's back from Goblins vs. Gnomes, happens to be a 3-mana 3/3, but within this format, he's a 3-mana 4/4 regardless of anything else on the board, and you get a spare part for 3-mana. That's pretty cool. An oldie but goodie legendary, Finch of the Flying Star, is good. Menagerie Magician from Karazhan, which is the bigger brother to Zubat. Basically 10 worth of stats for 5 mana, as long as you have 2 other minions in play. Speaking of having other minions in play, a great one from Journey to Un'Goro, Gentle Megasaur. 4 mana, 5/4, Battlecry, adapt all your Murlocs. Well, that's Battlecry, adapt all your minions, including itself, because it now shares that minion Murloc minion type. And for 4 mana, that is one heck of a card, especially when all your minions get Wind Fury, or get +3 attack, or get Divine Shield even necessarily. Another Spite Historian, Have a Dragon, Discover a Dragon. Ship's Cannon, a 2-mana, 2/3 card that kind of surprised me. Whenever you play a pirate, deal 2 damage to a random enemy. Essentially, Ship's Cannon is a better knife juggler in this format, so that's one to consider as well. I've seen plenty of that recently. And that pretty much covers all of the neutral minions, all the main neutral minions that I feel you will see in this format. There are tons of options in this Tavern Brawl, and I've talked about just neutral cards, so I'm going to talk about each of the classes. Not going to take as long with each class. I'm going to basically be down and dirty, give you roughly 3 or 4 cards from each class to consider. For Warlock, Sacrificial Pact, I already talked about it with Zephyrus. It's good in Warlock altogether. Skull of the Mannari, put any minion from your hand right into play each turn. Blood Reaver Gul'dan, when you play him, you get all your demons that died, so you get all the stuff that you had which died. It's better than N'Zoth ever could be. Mage, Elemental Evocation, you basically have an Innervate for anything in your deck. Frostlich Jaina, because I had to mention Frostlich Jaina on the Hearth Casual episode. Hi, Kevin! And Frostlich Jaina is just really good for Elemental Lifesteal life gain. Also, if you have Goblins vs. Gnomes cards, Goblin Blast Mage. 4 mana, 5/4, deal 4 damage, basically, because you are going to likely have a mech. It counts itself as a mech, so I think it's just going to happen automatically. Over in Priest, Priest has elementals, but doesn't have elemental synergy exactly. What it does have synergy in is dragons. So Duskbreaker is a good one to have. Draconid Operative is great. And another option to consider in Priest is actually a spell, and it has nothing to do with a minion type itself, but I still think it's a strong thing to consider for Priest, and that's Cloning Device, which of course is from the Boomsday Project, 1 mana, discover a minion in your opponent's deck. Considering this format, and considering that pretty much all decks that you run into are going to have some of the same core cards, including all those cards that kill Murlocs, Pirates, deal damage to dragons, so on and so forth, Cloning device is a great way to just get an extra copy of removal more often than not. Seance, also another thing to consider for priests for that very same reason, including just getting more copies of your own removal. In Shaman, Shaman is crazy when it comes to minion-type synergy, because of course you have elementals going on, you have totems going on, and you have murlocs, of course, going on. I am not going to talk about elemental and murloc picks. I think you can find those pretty easily. A lot of the totem stuff is pretty fun. Totemic Surge, which we recently got, 0 mana +2 attack to all totems. That's great. Primal Fusion is actually better. 1 mana, give a creature +1/+1 for every totem you have, so every minion you have. Splitting Axe, which we recently got from Saviors of Uldum. Battlecry weapon that copies all of your totems, or copies all your creatures. I think that's pretty decent for 4 mana, especially if those minions on board are buffed by other stuff. Thing from Below is a must-include in any Shaman deck in this brawl, because of course every minion that you play is a totem, and that reduces the cost of Thing from Below, meaning you're going to have a 5/5 out for pretty cheap, pretty freaking quick. One thing I didn't mention in neutral minions, now that I'm thinking about it, and I should bring this up for Shaman too, neutral minion Galvanizer, the 1/2 mech that reduces all mechs in your hand by 1, is a great pick. Shaman, of course, has the elemental that does the same thing for all elementals, so Shaman actually has access to 4 minions that could reduce Battlecry, reduce casting costs of everything in your hand, and of course, neutral Mech Warper, reduce mech's casting cost and all that stuff. So there's a lot of play going on in there, and you'll see a lot of that happen in Shaman because they just have more access to it. The weakest class, I would have to say, for this Tavern Brawl, in my opinion, is Druid. And I say that because, well, quite frankly, I've yet to run into a single Druid deck in this Tavern Brawl. Please prove me wrong. Please play Druid in this Tavern Brawl. And please play against me so I can beat you. to be serious, though, Mark of Yashiraj is a great 2 mana +2/+2 buff. Get you a card. Works for beasts. Stampeding Roar, maybe, in a gimmicky build. Predatory Instincts, maybe, on a Mashog Enforcer, so you have a 228 Divine Shield taunt. I mean, if you live that long, I guess it's kind of neat. Alright, moving on. Guys, don't play Druid in this Tavern Brawl. I mean, if you want to for the memes, the memes of this Tavern Brawl is play Druid, but otherwise, please don't play Druid. Moving on, Rogue. Doesn't have a whole lot of minion-type synergy cards, but it has a couple notable ones. Iron Sensei, at the end of your turn, give a mech +2/+2 that you control, so that's cool. Captain Hooktusk, if you own her from Rostakhan's Rumble. Battlecry, summon 3 pirates, give them rush. Pretty nice, especially if you build your deck in, say, I can imagine a kind of control Rogue deck where you're playing a lot of your early game is a lot of control stuff. Don't run too many minions that have, like, well, don't run any low cost minions, basically. Play a whole lot of control with all the spells that you have and access there, bouncing, returning, and stuff. And when Hooktusk gets out, you summon really huge things and give them rush and wreck face. It sounds like a neat idea, but I think there's just other more efficient ways to win better and win faster. Hunter is, from what I hear, a crazy class to play, and that's of course because Hunter, really more than any other class, goes for minion-type synergy in a big way, and that's with all of the beast synergy cards that they have. I'm only going to mention a few here, a few kind of obvious ones, but do feel free to check out all of the ones that are available. Crackling Razor Maw, Scavenging Hyena, and of a more recent pick, Master's Call. 3 mana, draw 3 cards, discover 3 cards in your deck. If they're all beasts, draw all of them. I believe that's what it says. So since all minions of your deck are beasts, it's basically 3 mana, draw 3 cards. That's pretty great. Call Pet. Actually, is kind of fun too, because every minion in your deck is a beast, so Call Pet will draw you a card and reduce its cost by 4. I could see some shenanigans there. And speaking of cost and cost reduction and cheating mana, let's move on to Paladin. Paladin doesn't have a lot, but it does have Tip the Scales. And Tip the Scales summons 7 Murlocs, which means summons 7 of minions from your deck, because everything's a Murloc. I kind of want to build that Prismatic Tip the Scales deck, but of course, instead of going Murlocs, going with just really big stuff, and Prismatic Lens cheating out the biggest of armies. That could be pretty cheap and pretty fun, and I will probably do it once and feel bad about myself. A Dragon Speaker, kind of a cool one. Battle Cry, give all dragons in your hand +3/+3, and it's nice. And of course, as I mentioned much earlier, magnetic minions are great for any deck that you build, and of course Paladin has more access to magnetic minions. Hunter has a couple of options as well with the Venomous Magnetic and the Deadly Shot Magnetic there. So magnetic mechs are great because they're buffs for anything in this Tavern Brawl. Last and certainly not least, because Druid is least, there is Warrior. Warrior has not much. It has a few Dragon Synergy cards, such as Alexstrasza's Champion, which is a great 3/3 charge for 2 mana, because you should have a dragon in your hand. Smolderthorn Lancer, which is a execute on a stick, basically, for 2 mana, I believe. And the last one I should mention, of course, is good old 7/7 Dr. Boom Mad Genius, we can only say 7/7 for a little bit longer. More on that in a minute. Dr. Boom, of course, Mad Genius. It's passive for the hero power. Along with its hero power, all your mechs have rush. So, congratulations! All minions in your deck now have rush, regardless of whether they were originally mechs or not, because they are mechs. So, that could be fun. I don't know if a lot of these games are going to go that far. Really, one thing I can say about this brawl is it tends to be over by around turn 5 or 6, right? So at 7 mana, I don't see people getting to play Dr. Boom Mad Genius. And if Dr. Boom Mad Genius were in its nerf state, I don't think anybody would be running him at all in this Tavern Brawl. So why don't we get to that? Yes, there are nerfs coming to Dr. Boom Mad Genius and a few other cards. This was, of course, announced just a few hours ago, really. There are 5 cards that are going to be changed with their mana cost as of August 26th. Dr. Boom Mad Genius is being changed from 7 mana to 9 mana. Nothing else is being done there. Some people may say that it's not enough, but I actually think it's a pretty big deal, and I'll go into detail on that probably on the next episode of Hearth Casual when Kevin's on. And we'll be talking a fair bit about these nerfs. I'm just kind of going over them briefly, and then we can dissect them on the next episode. Luna's Pocket Galaxy, which of course was buffed from 7 mana to 5 mana in the Rise of the Mech event, is going back to 7 mana. I think that was predictable. I think a lot of people saw that coming. Extra Arms, also buffed from Rise of the Mech from 3 mana to 2 mana, is being reverted back to 3 mana. Priests are getting good, and Extra Arms makes them really good right now, so I get that. Conjurer's Calling is changing from 3 mana to 4 mana. A very acceptable change, quite honestly, and I'm fine with it. I still think that Conjurer's Calling is a solid card at 4 mana, and worth including in the right kind of deck. And at 3 mana, it could get a little abusive, especially if you played it twice in the same turn. And the last nerf, the biggest nerf, the nerf that people have been waiting for in the Wild format for years has finally come to Hearthstone. Barnes from Karazhan, the one of the most abusive mana-cheating minions in the game, because he was 4 mana, 3/4, summon a 1/1 minion from your deck for Big Priest shenanigans and all that good stuff. He is being nerfed from 4 mana to 8 mana. People wish it was 8 mana. He's only being nerfed from 4 mana to 5 mana. It's a 1 mana change. It's not super significant, but I think, if anything, just that change kind of sends a message that, yes, the dev team is aware of Barnes. Barnes must be stopped to a point. But I think they really want to keep the flavor and the power and the trickiness of what Barnes does and leave it functionally as it is for that deck construction kind of bit. So I get that. Again, we'll talk more about the nerfs. We'll probably talk a bit about this Tavern Brawl on the next episode of Hearth Casual when Kevin Ellis is back to talk with me all about how he enjoyed this Tavern Brawl, what other stuff is coming down the lane. We know that the single-player content is looming ever closer, and perhaps we'll find out more about that when these nerfs happen. I'm looking forward to talking about whatever we do talk about. Until then, folks, you can follow me on Twitter at Rowow, R-H-O-W-O-W. You can follow Kevin on Twitter at Multizord. And, of course, you can follow us, the show, at Hearth Casual. Until next time, folks, for Kevin Ellis, this is Brian Black, reminding you, always make sure you have a bucket full of crabs in this Tavern Brawl. I guess that works. Goodbye, everybody.
This podcast is part of the Frozen Fox Media Network. Visit us at frozenfoxmedia.com for information about this and all the other content we offer. You can also find us on Twitter at Frozen Fox Media. Frozen Fox Media, cool content for the gaming community.